This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Chaos at a shopping mall in Sydney, Australia. Prime Minister Albanese.
Today, Bondi Junction was the scene of shocking violence, but it was also witness to the humanity and the heroism of our fellow Australians. Our brave police, our first responders, and of course, everyday people who could never have imagined that they would face such a moment.
Five people were stabbed to death, the suspect shot dead by police.
The incident happened on a peak shopping day Saturday afternoon at Bondi Junction.
Oh, I'm in such shock. I came across dead bodies on the ground.
This woman says she had no idea what was going on.
And I'm so confused. Why is everyone running?
Reed is a surf lifesaver. He says there was nothing he could do.
So much blood, mate. I've never seen that much blood. And then there was another lady. And then I went down to help with the other lady. And then they called it on her as well. Like she'd lost too much blood.
The motive for the stabbing remains unclear. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
To the heightening tensions in the Middle East now, CBS's Deborah Patta is in Tel Aviv.
Israel remains on high alert, bracing itself for the possibility of an attack by Iran in retaliation for the bombing of its consulate in Damascus.
CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan tells us there's been a steady stream of messages between the U.S. and Iran.
Iran was clear that it wasn't seeking conflict with the United States. The United States was clear, don't hit U.S. personnel and facilities. They're trying to establish guardrails.
That attack could happen at any time. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports this could be the key to the labor shortage.
Migrants have accounted for all of the growth in U.S. employment over the past year. The head of the Economic Policy Institute says this extraordinary job growth, while inflation continues to decline, has countered traditional economic models. The influx of migrants has vastly raised the supply of available workers at a time when companies experienced a labor shortage.
The former interpreter of the Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani was in court yesterday, charged with stealing millions from him. Reporter Jeff Nguyen is with CBS Los Angeles.
Investigators say between December 2021 and January 2024, Mizuhara placed approximately 19,000 wagers. His total winning bets more than $143 million, and his total losing bets more than $182 million, leaving a negative balance of nearly $41 million.
Now, the court has set his bond at $25,000. They took his passport. He can't contact Ohtani or any witnesses, and he must enter an addiction treatment program. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunny, warm, and breezy today with a high around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. Current temp is 30.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to the authors of the book Secret Wisconsin, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, and by TSG Outdoors, LLC, offering worldwide hunts and fishing adventures since 1982, including a fly-in Saskatchewan bear hunt June 8 through 15. Let our experience work for you. TSGOutdoorsLLC.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll hear about April events at the Range of Richfield and much more, coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining me from Wisconsin Rapids once again is Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, welcome back. And gosh, we had some snow down here quite a bit, in fact. How about your way?
Yeah, we got some snow as well, but we didn't even bother to get out and shovel it. It has all melted off the driveway and sidewalks and stuff, but a little bit remains on the grass, and I see the robins and stuff are probably annoyed by it, but I think it'll melt soon enough for them too.
Yeah, they're probably wondering what happened. Well, we got quite a bit here, but I got out the other day and took a walk and saw some deer eating corn, leftover corn in a field, and managed to see a few turkey tracks, so there is that advantage. You can at least see what wildlife is doing this time of year when there's still snow on the ground or when it comes again.
Yeah, it was interesting. I set out a plan after the gun deer season, or really after the deer season this last year. I was going to spend some January time doing some snow tracking of where deer are in some of the public lands that I was in, and essentially the whole month of January we didn't really get the snow, and then we did, we got so much that it was nearly impossible to move through those areas. But yeah, it's just a weird winter, and you know, spring snowfall certainly isn't strange for us, but it's just been a strange year so far.
Absolutely. Well, is Robert ready for his turkey hunt?
He is. We are set and ready to go. I'll be scouting some areas here in the next week, ready for the youth hunt. And looks like the weather will be favorable, at least so far. And yeah, we're ready. He's excited. He's been hearing them gobble when he gets out to go to the car in the morning to head to school. And he's ready.
Good. Well, folks, if you have not been paying attention, there will be learn to hunt turkey hunts going on anytime from now, really through the turkey season. And next weekend, of course, is the youth spring turkey season. So just be on the lookout for hunters and don't interfere with them if you are on public land. And Jeff, you know this, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress annual meetings and DNR spring fish and game rules hearings are happening in every county on Monday, coinciding with that solar eclipse, and we hope that doesn't have too much of an impact on it. Folks can find the list of questions and locations of the meeting in their county on the DNR website. The keywords are spring hearings. Are you watching any particular questions, and are you going to go?
Yeah, my intention is to go, and you know, the forward-facing sonar question is a big one in my world. With the fishing tournaments and stuff, and you know, I don't oppose the technology, so you know, I sit on the side where, you know, if it's not forward facing sonar, it'll be something else. There's no way we're gonna catch up to banning this type of stuff. What we have to do is have some moral ground and understand that maybe there's some changes we need to make on the other side. Maybe we need to regulate ourselves a little bit more, or just watch what we're actually doing.
Yep, I hear you on that. Well, there are a number of questions that I'm interested in. Most of these are advisory questions, so they're not going to be immediate. There won't be an immediate impact. They're talking about moving the opening date of catch and keep trout season up to the first Saturday in April. It's now the first Saturday in May, so that gives us another month of catching trout that we can eat if we want to. Simplifying the trout regs. A lot of people have complained, a number of people have complained that they are too complex. Well, they're working on trying to simplify them. That's one other thing. That thing about deer hunters leaving non-edible deer parts in the woods. I guess, I don't know for how many people that's really a thing. I don't know anybody really who quarters a deer in the woods, although it's now legal.
Yeah, I guess I've not I've not known anybody to do it yet either.
And the extended fall turkey season up in zone 6 and 7 where we hunt, we deer hunt up in what is turkey zone 6, and we see more turkeys than deer, so it would be nice to be able to shoot one during the deer season. And gosh, there are a few other things. Phase out lead in hunting ammo by 2030. I think that's going to see a lot of opposition, but...
Yeah, I think so too.
Eventually, I think it's coming, so there'll be a lot of questions that people can weigh in on. So this is the time to do it. Next Monday, the DNR website tells you all about where the meetings are held, and you can also do it virtually for several days after that. Well, my Lake of the Woods trip still has some openings. This is in September. We've picked up a number of people in the last few days, so we're looking like we're going to get close to filling. We can take 20 altogether. So if you missed last week's show where I had Gary Moeller on to talk about it, check my website. Four nights of lodging, private cabins on a private island, great fishing. All the meals are provided. The guides and the boats are provided. And the package deal is is $1,500 per person, and plus your license. So it's really quite a bargain, and I'm looking forward to it and hope some more people can join me. Well, coming up, Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash talks about April events and specials at the range. Rough Grouse Society Upper Midwest and Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director John Steigerwalt weighs in on the impact of snow and on woodcock and the migration and efforts to improve habitat for grouse and woodcock. And Joe Schleter, he's the proprietor of TSG Outdoors LLC, tells us all about a unique fly-in bear hunt to Saskatchewan this June, and he's got four openings and is ready to take you along. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Hello, this is Joe Schleter with TSG Outdoors. I'd like to let you know about a cancellation fly-in black bear combo with world-class fishing for walleye, northern pike, and lake trout available June 8 to 15 of this year. We will fly out of Missinippi, Saskatchewan for 7 days, including round-trip float plane, accommodations, guides, meals, baits, boats, motors, and gas. We can implement three different styles of hunting. Call 314-348-7472 for more details. Come hunt with me. Thanks.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. TSG Outdoors LLC offers worldwide hunting and fishing adventures, including some great fly-in fishing and spring bear hunts in Canada. You can learn more online at tsgoutdoorsllc.com. That's tsgoutdoorsllc.com. And joining me now from Bellflower, Missouri, and that's northwest of St. Louis by about an hour and a half or so, if you want to put a pin on the map, is TSG Outdoors owner Joe Schlieder. Well, Joe, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
You and I have been in communication for several years, and I ran into you at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo in Wisconsin Dells just a couple weeks ago. We had a chance to talk, and you said, you know, I want to come on your show. So let's talk about what you do. Now, you've been in the outfitting business for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have. About 44 years. Started my career in northwestern Ontario, offering fly-in fishing trips, moose and bear hunts. Over the next couple of years, we've expanded out, and today we do worldwide hunting and fishing, everything from prairie dogs to elephants.
All right, and that's quite a range. And we've got you on the show this week because you've got a unique opportunity for hunters looking for a spring bear hunt. I understand you have some openings for a fly-in hunt to Saskatchewan in June. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. The dates would be June 8 to 15 of this year. And this is a seven-day fly-in trip out of Missinippi, Saskatchewan, which is located up pretty much the end of the paved road, north of Saskatoon, about 4.5 hours drive. Getting in, you could either drive yourself up to our plane base there or fly to Saskatoon and rent a car and drive up, again, about a 4.5 hour trip. But from there, we'll fly roughly 65 air miles into the camp. It's a full-service camp there. Bear hunt, again, it'd be 7 days. It includes round-trip float plane transportation, accommodations, guides, meals, bait, boats, motors, gas. Together with the bear hunting, you'll also experience world-class fishing for walleye, northern pike, and lake trout.
Well, that sounds like quite a deal. And what is the lodging like when you're there?
We have a main lodge there that offers pretty much full service, the meals, the very nice, the comfortable cabins. I do at times use some out camps for the spring bear hunt. We have an outpost cabin that's about 20 miles north. And then we have even as basic as a floating tent camp that we use at times, depending on where we have to get to find big bears.
Now, you mentioned big bears. How do your hunters do? What's your success rate up there?
We typically do very well. And what makes it one of my favorite bear hunts is we take a very limited number of people. It's an unlimited bear area. In other words, I could bring as many as we wanted in there as far as the ministry's concerned. But we do limit it to 6 people a week for 2 weeks. We typically harvest really good mature bears. Last year, we had 12 hunters, then we killed 11 bears. Typically, we will do a 12 for 12 in this camp, including 45 to 50% color phase, blondes, browns, and cinnamon bears at the same time.
Well, that's fantastic. And you were telling me off air that the second week, which this is actually usually a better time.
It is. It tends to be because of the short time. We typically start bait in late May, and depending on when our ice goes out, we can get baits running. And usually in week one, we do very well there. We'll shoot bears, but it can take us longer into the seven-day hunt. On week two, many times in 2 days or 3 days, we're finished. The baits get a lot more active. I might mention also that what really makes it the other, what I consider to be phenomenal hunt, is that we can hunt 3 styles in there. We can hunt our baits, which are very good, and that's very effective. Second method is there are some burn areas and some spot and stalk areas. When we have low waters, we can actually glass and watch shorelines and make short stalks on bears. And what I really enjoy, if somebody's got a little bit of adventure in them, is we can offer a predator call hunt where we'll go out and use a moose calf in distress call and call bears into us, which can be really exciting and very, very effective.
Yeah, that sounds like an exciting way to hunt and a different way for most people here in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the upper Midwest. Baiting or hunting with dogs, depending on the state, is the way we do it. So that would be a challenge, I would think, and an exciting one.
It is. It really is. Typically, the bears come in quite quickly, and they're a lot of fun as they come in. There's probably nothing like it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about some of the logistics. Now, would I need a passport if I were going to join you?
While a passport is always the best way and the easiest way to travel, Canada and the U.S. today, you can travel between the two with a driver's license and a birth certificate. So as long as you have proof of residency and a birth certificate, you can get in and out. The passport's always going to be the easy way, but if you do not have one, there are ways around it.
Okay, and how about getting into Canada with firearms?
That is just a one-page form that we'll send to you. No tricks. The big thing is no handguns allowed in Canada. But if it's just a normal sporting weapon, not a problem at all. It's one page, fill that out, cross the border without an issue.
Do most hunters bring their own rifles?
Most do, yes.
Okay. If someone wanted to bow hunt, is that an option?
Certainly an option. Yes, muzzle loaders or bows would be no problem at all.
All right. And you also mentioned fishing. So what's the fishing like there?
The fishing is fantastic. Very rare that you don't catch in the hundreds of walleye. Lake trout in shallow water, typically in the spring, we can catch lake trout in 4 to 8 foot of water. And the northern pike fishing is world class as well.
Okay, so 7 days of hunting, right? If you need it.
Correct. It'll be a Saturday to Saturday or Sunday to Sunday trip. 8th to 15th would be Saturday to Saturday.
Okay, so we're flying in. We've got accommodations. Are you there yourself?
I will personally be in this camp, and I have been every year for the last roughly 10.
Okay. So guides, meals, fishing, if you get your bear early or if you get tired of bear hunting, if you can imagine that, all of that together with the predator calling option as well, what's the price tag?
That hunt is normally $49.95 per person plus tax and license. And we're going to discount that $500 for the listeners now. So the trip price would be $4,500 plus tax and license.
Okay. And a license costs how much?
In U.S. funds, it'll be approximately $400.
Okay. So under $5,000 for the whole package, all we got to do is get to your float plane base there in Saskatchewan. And how many spots have you got available for this?
We could take 4 to 6 people easily.
All right. Well, anything else you want to tell us about this amazing opportunity?
I would say it's just a fantastic time, and people will really enjoy the trip. It's a great time of year to be in Canada. Not much else going on in the hunting world, so the spring bear hunts are a lot of fun. And we typically fill these camps pretty often with people from Minnesota and Wisconsin and up in the north. That I think a lot of them probably are tired of waiting to get a tag, and this is a guaranteed tag. We're going to get you a license, and you're going to hunt bears essentially every year if you would like.
All right. And why don't you give us your phone number just in case people have a little trouble with the website, although a lot of people are web-friendly nowadays. So how do we reach you by phone?
Sure. My cell phone number is 314-348-7472, and the office number is 573-929-3400.
All right. Once again, that's 314-348-7472 or 573-929-3400. Joe, thank you so much. We will be running your spots now for the next several weeks, and we hope to help you fill that plane so you've got a lot of happy hunters going and coming back with a bear. Thanks so much.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
You bet. Joe Schlieder is the owner of TSG Outdoors LLC. We mentioned his phone number. You can find both numbers on his website, tsgoutdoorsllc.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. Located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and online at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly update on happenings at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash. Well, Jim, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. It's always great to have this chance to chat with you and your audience. I look forward to it. Thanks for giving me this opportunity.
You bet. I look forward to it, too. And, gosh, the calendar feels like it's spinning backwards. It's more like February out there this week than April. But either way, March is behind us. How was March?
March was great. We had a lot of shooters, tons of people taking our classes. We did have our Operation Finally Home fundraiser, and that's where the Operation Finally Home provides a mortgage-free home for vets and people that are injured in the service. We had close to 75 people in here shooting. We were able to shoot. We had some hors d'oeuvres. We had some beer and wine. We had auctions and prizes. It was a great event. It's a great cause. We are planning on doing it again next year, and I hope anybody that missed it this year would consider doing it next year because it's a worthwhile project.
Sounds good. Now, do you have a date already?
No. Actually, we're going to have to rethink that because part of the problem we had this year was that it kind of interfered with spring break.
Yeah.
We did over 100 people last year, and the people that were missing, I know a lot of them, it was just because they were out with their kids on spring break. You know, it's really important to take a look at the big picture when you're trying to plan these kinds of things because it doesn't take much to draw people into other activities.
Oh, yeah. Well, we ran into that with the sports show and with our event, which you were planning to attend and then couldn't because of your own events, and that happens.
Yeah, huh. That's right. You know, you need a good calendar, and then guess what? You got to read it.
Yeah.
Can't ignore it.
Yeah, there's that part, too. Yeah, and there's only so many days in a month, even a long one like March. So you had another event, too.
Yeah, we did. A couple of years ago, the Germantown Chamber wanted to do something similar to that because it does draw a lot of people and it's a lot of fun. So they have an event similar. It's called On Target, and that was in March. This will also be back again next year. It takes time to get the word out on these projects. You know, the first one, Operation Finally Home, it was probably only 40 people, and it's grown to, you know, between 75 and 100. I think we had 36 with Germantown. You know, the other nice part about it is we put 12 different guns out. We put a different gun on each lane, and everybody gets a chance to shoot 5 rounds with that different gun. And then we have information on each one of those guns. So it's really kind of a nice way to try a bunch of different guns for a reasonable price, and plus get some food and drinks and what have you. So it's a fun night.
Nice. And how's your consignment program going?
You know, the consignment program is going really strong. I'm just delighted at the activity that we're getting. Inflation is helping us from that point of view because people need money. So they've got some guns laying around that they're not using or they don't want anymore, and they're coming in and we're able to sell them. They make some money, we make a couple bucks, and everybody's happy. So it's great. We have a huge selection of guns now, and some of them have never been shot. And they're obviously priced better than brand new. So it's worthwhile to come in and take a look.
Okay. And speaking of new, you do have new guns that are not consignment guns, right? Just guns
in the
store.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it's a good time now also because the manufacturers kind of really ramped up after COVID. And now all of a sudden they're giving us deals on buying guns, which was just the opposite than a few years ago. The market is, I don't want to say it's flooded, but they have excess guns and we're seeing some pretty good deals out there. So again, if you're in the market of buying something new, it doesn't hurt to check with us and we'll let you know what's going on.
All right. Well, how about events this month?
Well, we have a bunch of items planned for April. Our Couples League, this is the second or third year we've done that, and it's very popular. That's going to start again on April 11th and run for 6 weeks until May 16th. That's from 6 until 7. We also have our next Wisconsin Concealed Carry class. Now, that one's at the beginning of May, May 5th, but again, the current one is full already. So if you're looking to do a concealed carry, May 5th is the date.
Okay.
Our First Shots, which is an introduction to shooting, we're having that on April 17th, and that always is well attended also. That's been great. We also have Drawing Firearms from Concealment. That's the basic class, and that's on April 11th. We have the NRA Instructor Course taught by Jeff Ferris. That will be on April 27th and 28th. We are also going to have our last IDPA shoot on April 13th, and then we won't start that up again until October. So if you're interested in that, usually draws a nice crowd. You know, give us a call or stop on in. It's really a fun shoot. If you're interested, come on in.
Okay. And do you have a summer league again?
Yes. We are going to offer our summer bullseye slow fire league May 7th through the 31st of August. So if you're looking for a challenge and have some fun, grab that .22 or your center fire pistol out of the safe and join a laid-back group to keep up with your skills or even improve them. We have a regular bullseye league that runs during the fall and winter months. And this is a real good way to get yourself tuned up for that. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people enjoy it. And the nice part about it is it's not a scheduled day, different time. You can come at any time during the week and just get the targets you need, and the ammo, get a lane, and go shoot. We score it, and then you're good to go.
Okay. You always have specials. It seems every month you do one or more specials. What have you got for April?
Well, we always try. Actually, the summer starts early here at the range. Don't look outside, but inside it's going to be nice. Now through August 31st, we are going to bring back our $10 lane rentals every Wednesday. That's always been popular during the summer months, and again, it's been a little bit slower these days, so we've decided to start that a little earlier. Whether it's a standard lane or a premium lane, every Wednesday only $10, so come on in and try it.
Okay. Did you do anything special for April Fool's Day?
No, actually we didn't. And quite honestly, April Fool's Day was on a Monday and
sure.
was closed.
Yeah.
That didn't help either.
You could have had an April Fool's special and opened on Monday. Well, whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's really hard to get people that want to work another extra day.
I suppose, yeah. Did you happen to see the Federal Cartridge Company? I think it was a spoof because it was on April 1st. They have a new shotgun shell called the Caw-Caw Cartridge. C-A-W Tridge, and it's for crows, and there are three crow calls built into the box.
Are you kidding?
I think so, yeah. it was on the outdoor wire. It had to be a spoof.
It had to be. Well, that's pretty funny. That's cute.
Yeah, it really was. Well, how about safes?
We got a really good thing going on. First of all, we got a great selection on the floor, and I've got some inventory. So if you're looking for safes, we have them. And now, as of April 10th, Liberty is offering the biggest and best tax time savings I have ever seen. I've never seen Liberty do this in the last 6 years that I've been doing this. They're offering up to 15% off some safes. And the bigger ones, it's the Magnums, the Presidential, the Classic Plus, and the Beast Vault Doors is 15% off. And then there's 12% off Colonials, Franklins, Fat Boys, Fat Boy Juniors, Premium Home Safes, Classic Select, Lincolns, and Blockade Vault Doors. And 10% off all your Centurions, Home Safes, Freedoms, and USA models. I have not ever seen them do this. I've never seen them do 15% off anything before. So this is the best time of the year to take those tax refunds that you've got and turn them into security and peace of mind that comes with every Liberty quality built safe made in the United States. Mr. Liberty Safes, they're the best.
All right. Well, there's always an opportunity for a bargain there at the range. It varies from month to month, so it's good to know you've got safes on special. Now, your leagues that ran through the winter months, they're pretty much over, right?
Yes, the last one is this week, and then we'll take a hiatus through the summer, except for the Slow Fire League. We had record turnout during the year, and everything will be starting up again in the fall. And I think we're going to have some tweaks again this year. We keep listening to people and saying, hey, how about this or how about that? So, you know, we like to turn those into opportunities when we can.
All right. Well, and if people just want to talk guns, you're there ready to talk, right?
Come on in. Again, we have such a great selection of the pre-owned guns. Our new guns are there. We love guns. I love talking about safes. So come on in, and we always have free coffee, and we even have free cookies. Come on in, enjoy, and we'd love to chat with you.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much, as always, for spending a little time with us and our listeners. We do this every month, folks, and we'll get Jim on again in May when we hope the weather will be a little bit better. Well, Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan.
Jim Bobby Ash is the president of the Range of Richfield, your ultimate shooting experience. They're on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, and everybody knows where that is, where 41 and 45 split. You can also find them online, and more information on everything we talked about at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Fort Dodge, Iowa? Outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Hello, this is Joe Schlater with TSG Outdoors. I'd like to let you know about a cancellation fly-in black bear combo with world-class fishing for walleye, northern pike, and lake trout available June 8 to 15 of this year. We will fly out of Missinippi, Saskatchewan for 7 days, including round-trip float plane, accommodations, guides, meals, baits, boats, motors, and gas. We can implement 3 different styles of hunting. Call 314-348-7472 for more details. Come hunt with me. Thanks.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunny, warm, and breezy today with a high around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. Current temp is 30.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues, and I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffgrousesociety.org. And joining us now for an update on what's going on in the grouse and woodcock world is John Steigerwalt. He's the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for RGS and AWS and a regular guest on the show. Well, John, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Good to be back, Dan.
Well, let's talk about woodcock. This is the time of year when they start migrating back home to the north, and the grouse, of course, are here all year round. But what's going on with woodcock this time of year?
Well, that's right, Dan. This is the time of year that not just woodcock, but a lot of other migratory birds, both game birds and non-game birds, are making their way back up to the north woods for the summer for the breeding season. As the snow recedes, we're definitely seeing some migratory birds arrive. As everybody's aware, it's been a little bit of an unusual winter this past year with the lack of snowfall. So we did see some of our migratory birds were arriving a little bit sooner than normal. We have had that snow last week, and we're having snow here today as we talk. That's causing a little bit concern, but not too much as far as birds arriving back in the midst of all the snow. We're pretty far into the spring already that the snow shouldn't persist too long and disrupt any sort of migrating birds. I know that's a topic we've discussed in past years, especially with some of the unknowns of climate change and how that's going to impact our snowfall and springs, but I don't think we're as concerned this year as in previous years because it does seem to be receding pretty quick as soon as we get it.
Yeah, and a snowfall now when they're just migrating or just have migrated has less impact, doesn't it, than a snowfall in May when they're already sitting on the nests?
That is definitely correct. I would even add to that heavy spring rains as well. Those are type of events that are going to be much more detrimental to woodcock and other ground nesting birds. You know, in those cases, those birds might have failed nests and have to make an attempt at re-nesting. Definitely a lot less impacts right now compared to if we were to get these type of events a little bit later.
And of course, woodcock and grouse have survived for millennia with all kinds of weather, so what we have going on right now this month probably isn't a big thing in the long-range scheme of things.
In the long-range scheme of things, not that big of a deal. There are things that us as managers of the habitat, things that we can do to help improve their habitat for the birds, and you know, things like incorporating conifer trees into some of our young forest work. Creating young forest, for example, is another good way to help ensure that woodcock just have good habitat availability. And when we have that good quality habitat, birds of all kinds are going to be able to better weather these type of odd winters and springs when these weather events come around.
Yeah, and aside from the weather now, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress hearings are happening on Monday statewide, and one of the questions, number 9 in fact, asks if people would favor the DNR looking into the possibility, it's not saying to do it, but looking into the possibility of splitting Wisconsin into a northern and a southern zone for woodcock hunting. Now, we have northern and southern grouse zones, so I guess this is saying why not do it for woodcock? What's your take on that?
Dan Defiker, a former RGS employee, he had an article himself in the Outdoor News kind of pointing to the same conclusion that we are basically arriving upon, that it could end up being a double-edged sword. It could end up actually shortening the season. Fish and Wildlife could choose to do that if the season would be split north and south. So you'd think you'd get more days, but you may end up not getting more days. This is an issue we're seeing some of our membership discussing in Michigan as well. So it's not just local to Wisconsin. We're seeing other hunters as well in Michigan discuss this as a possibility. But RGS, AWS, we're really focused on habitat work. And that's what we really feel is our best avenue for better hunting opportunity for both rough grouse and woodcock and other forest wildlife species. Woodcock have been on a downward trend for the past 50 years. Their population has decreased just under 1% per year for about the past 50 years on average. The past several years, there has been an uptick in their population in the Great Lakes region, especially in Wisconsin, but the long-term trend is still downward. And that's where we've got more concern about what are we going to do to help conserve the species, create habitat, maintain habitat for species, because that's how we're going to be able to maintain a healthy population and, I think, increase that hunting opportunity long-term for woodcock. I still feel that that needs to be our main driver forward as far as how we look at the hunting opportunity side for woodcock is what are we doing to ensure that we have good quality habitat availability for woodcock.
Yeah, and the habitat issue is one that always comes up, especially with game bird populations, but other wildlife as well. To borrow that well-worn phrase now, if you build it, they will come. And if you don't build it, or if you don't have it, they got no place to live, is kind of the corollary to that.
I think you're exactly spot on. Right now, you know, one thing the state of Wisconsin is looking at is they're going through their wildlife action plan, which focuses on which species are species of greatest conservation need in the state of Wisconsin. And I know it's part of the discussion right now is, do we still consider American woodcock a species of greatest conservation need in Wisconsin, given that we have had a slight uptick? But it's pretty likely that they will continue to be a species of greatest conservation need. They are currently listed as a species of greatest conservation need in 30 eastern states. It's not something to kind of breeze over, those long-term population declines and that need for creating healthy young forest habitat for grouse and woodcock, because the trends are pretty similar across the eastern United States for the loss of young forest habitat.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, folks, if you want to read Dan Desiker's commentary, it's in the current Wisconsin Outdoor News on the second page, so you can read it there. John, before we let you go, you had a recent DNR Ruffed Grouse Advisory Committee meeting. What went down at that meeting?
Yes, the Ruffed Grouse Advisory Committee was formed around 2018 when there were the population concerns with ruffed grouse focused around the unknowns with West Nile virus. And of course, we've gone ad nauseum in this radio show about the West Nile virus sampling over the past 6 years that I've known you, Dan. The committee was formed around that time. The committee worked tirelessly to help develop the Ruffed Grouse Management Plan for the state of Wisconsin, which is looked at as largely kind of the model for ruffed grouse plans now in the eastern United States. We meet every year as a committee and discuss basically progress reports as far as how we're doing, state of Wisconsin and partners, towards accomplishing that Ruffed Grouse Management Plan. So, you know, it's something that we as a committee, you know, made up of representation from the counties, state, federal, tribal, and NGO partners. You know, we didn't want to develop this plan and have it sit on a shelf. So we're definitely are meeting and seeing how we're progressing to completing that plan. And we're doing a really good job, I feel, as far as completing that plan. There's been a lot of really good observation tools, occurrence tools for rough grouse that have been developed that are going to fold into what the state is calling their habitat management guidelines as far as where we will focus on some rough grouse management. There have been some other tools that have been made available since the plan came out, like the Game Bird Brood Observation Survey, which is a survey that anybody can download. Anybody who is walking the woods in Wisconsin observes a brood of ruffed grouse, as well as pheasant and turkey, can make an observation and let the state kind of know where we're seeing broods of ruffed grouse in the state. New tools being available all the time, and I think we're doing a really good job towards accomplishing our plan.
Well, that's fantastic.
This is us just meeting every year to make sure that we are accomplishing the goals of that plan. We're on our way towards halfway into that plan. And, you know, it's not just some of the observation tools, some of the current tools that the state's working on for rough grouse. It is the habitat management as well. You know, part of the plan itself looked at staffing capacity for young forest habitat work. And since the plan came out, RGS, we've more than doubled our private landowner staff in the state of Wisconsin as part of this plan. So they're not just the state, but partners as well are utilizing this plan to do the work.
All right. Well, John, we will catch up with you again next month when grouse should be drumming and the counts going on and woodcock on the nest and all kinds of other good things happening in our young forest wildlife situation. So thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. John Steigerwald is the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Fort Dodge, Iowa? Outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public gardens, studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit Dodge the Orchard. Ordinary.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, and they have more than 100 boats on display. And they are ready to deal. They're launching a summer event. It's coming up April 10th through the 13th. Seminars on Saturday, April 13th. Also, Coast Guard auxiliary vessel checks are scheduled for Saturday, May 11th. So make a note on that. Check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, P-R-O-F, hearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, DNR.wi.gov. By the way, Robert did pass his hunter safety course this last week with flying colors, so he is one of the most recent graduates of that program. And by TSG Outdoors LLC, offering worldwide hunts and fishing adventures since 1982, including Fly-In Saskatchewan Bear Hunt, June 8th through the 15th. You can check out TSGOutdoorsLLC.com for details.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past shows at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this show is also online. You can check it out on the couple of different websites here, lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page and you can download the show, take it with you and listen throughout the week. You can also check us out online at the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. Find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors and find me at Hardwater Jeff.
We're going to run this special for the Rafter Box Call by Four Play Turkey Calls for a few more weeks during turkey season here. You can save 20% if you order one online and you go to the number 4-play. Well, actually, it's 4playturkeycall.com, and the 4 is a number. And you order a mahogany or cherry rafter, and that's the box call that Jeff Buds used to complete some more Grand Slams. And if you enter the code DANSMALL24 at checkout and let them know you heard about it from me, you'll save 20%. And if you shoot a turkey with the help of your 4-play box call and send them a photo of you or the bird, well, the bird and the call is what they want, they'll sell you another call at half price so you can get one for a buddy. And if you caught last week's show, you heard Gary Moeller talk about my trip to Lake of the Woods in September. I hope you can join me. We've got room for more people yet. 4 nights lodging, 3 full days of fishing, guides, shore lunch, boats, meals. It's a full package deal. And if you're interested, go to blackisland.com for details. The youth turkey season is underway next weekend, and the DNR is looking for volunteer hunter ed instructors. And you can find out more about how to become one under the DNR website under keywords hunter education. And Lost in the Woods Improv's next show is Friday, April 19th at the South Shore Brewery Tap House in Washburn. If you're up north and have never seen comedy improv, it's worth an evening. It's a lot of laughs. Details on their Facebook page, Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends have a full schedule of concerts. Every month they're playing at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Details at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend. Get to the spring hearings in your county on Monday and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
In the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare. Right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What
pastas, cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.